إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continuing with the Akhlaq, the series that we talk about all the time, what makes us or breaks us, and your measuring stick of your being a good Muslim or not. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was actually saying the best of men, the best of his wife, and the scholars will tell you the reason for that, it is your akhlaq that actually negates the acts of worship of your ibadah. And that's why Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi has repeatedly said, man sabaqaka bil akhlaq sabaqaka bil deen. The one that is better than you or excels in their akhlaq, in their character, is surely better than you in the deen. Hence, we talked about istiqamah today, inshallah, about being steadfast or straight on the straight path. Not very easy, indeed, it's very difficult. And we will give you the proof again, as we're accustomed from the Quran and Sunnah, and some of the stories of how we can follow the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the righteous predecessors before us. May Allah subhanahu wa jalla bila make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. Ameen. Istiqamah in itself, we'll talk about the definition, what Allah subhanahu wa jalla bila intended for it, and how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an advice for those who come and ask for it. So when Allah subhanahu wa jalla bila asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam something that made him go gray, he said, شَيَّبَتْنِي هُودٌ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. Surah Hud, the chapter of Hud, made him go gray early. And he was asked, what is it exactly in Surah Hud that made you go gray early, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said this ayah. He says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَالَّذِينَ تَابُوا مَعْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the best of creation, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a command from the seventh heaven to the one that he is guaranteed Jannah on his own, no competition, the best of creation ever. Even then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaimed from the seventh heaven over 1400 years ago for us to walk in his footsteps and follow suit. He says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. Be straight, steadfast therein, as you are commanded. So let's talk about this istiqamah. Some of the scholars say istiqamah is أن يأتي بكل ما أمر الله. You have to come do everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you. وَالِاجْتِنَابَ عَنْ مَا نَهَى. And stay away from everything that He forbade you to be. وَأَلَّا يَجِدُكَ حَيْثُ نَهَاكَ وَلَا يَفْتَقِدُ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكَ. You should never miss you where He commanded you to be, and you should never see where He forbade you to be. فِي طَاعَةٍ. It is an act of obedience. مَمْزُوجَ فِي مَحَبَّةٍ مَعَ اللَّهِ. It is commanded and covered with the love of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. أَنْ يَقِينَ. And certainty in the fruit. فِي ثَمَرَةِ الطَّاعَةِ. And surely, having that in sincere intention with the ikhlas, that you will get the reward that what it is. So the scholars will tell you, this hadith, an Imam Malik, radiallahu anhu, ومجمعه صحيح. The scholars say this hadith, استقيموا ولن تحصوا. This is a very difficult one. Meaning of that interpretation. استقيموا, be steadfast, straight on this path. ولن, لن here is أبدية. لن meaning never, that you will. It is eternal. He didn't say لم or لا. Not in the past, not in the present. He says you will never. It has three meanings. لن تحصوا, meaning that you will never encompass. And it stopped there. Encompass what? The scholars will tell you there are three meanings of this hadith. The first meaning is, لن تحصوا الثواب بعد الاستقامة. You will never be able to encompass or attain how much reward from Allah if you stay on this path. And the other one is, لن تحصوا. You will never be able to do it. فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم. So you will never be able to be مستقيم all the time. It's impossible to attain. And the third one is, لن تستوعبوه. You will never be able to comprehend this whole thing. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills, فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروه. Amazing, wallahi, when you look into this istiqamah, most of us think istiqamah, yani, something. It's much more than we think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go ahead, be straight fact, ilayhi. Go back to Allah if you want to be mustaqim, straight, steadfast. But he says, wastaghfiru. Bayan, yes? Damir, it is correct. And, meaning including to, and it's also explaining how. Yes, عطف وبيان. Meaning that you will never be able to attain this or comprehend this whole thing clearly, so you will be doing taqsir. You will shortfall. You will not be able to perfect your istiqamah. So it says, واستغفروا. Ask for forgiveness for the shortcomings of your prayers, your fasting, your character, your vision, your hearing sight, the money you get and give, the way you deal with one another, being alone with Allah, following the Quran and Sunnah, you will always be muqassir. And that's why they will tell you a true believer is always a wajib. A true believer will actually make sure that you're not comfortable yet. When can you be comfortable? When you put both feet in heaven. According to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he says, wallahi, if I have one foot inside the heaven and the second foot is still outside, la aman maqrullah. I cannot be comfortable. I have to have my both feet in, that's it. Fulfill the promise that you will never come back out, that's it. And even Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu wardahu an ashabi ajma'in. He says, wallahi, if I hear everyone is going to Jannah except one man, I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'm that man. And wallahi, if I hear none is going to heaven except one man, I will plead to Allah to be that man. So that's why Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, he says you have to have like a bird wings. You gotta be like a bird. The two wings are al-khawf wa raja. And the head is taqwa. There is about 15 things in order for you to attain. And the fruit. And there are certain things that you have to stay away from. But that homework will be given and it will be uploaded, inshallah, as we are accustomed. Every Friday we will give you a summary of what we talked about online. Now, if we know that, my brothers and sisters, who amongst us is guaranteed? No one is. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his hair, went gray early than accustomed, because he was commanded by Allah, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُبِرْتِ. Be straight therein, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to do. It's a difficult task, and I can see the faces, but there's always fruit in the end of it. And that's what we'll take about the fruit and why we should do this, Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you that carrot in order for you to be on this Sirat al-Mustaqim. As we ask Allah for it at least 17 times a day. So what does really Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim mean? And how do we attain it? And why should we do it? Is the second khutbah, inshallah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and make us among the mustaqeen. Ameen. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله فاستغفروه فهو فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when we recite the word إهدنا الصلاة المستقيم, the scholars say the Sirat is the tariq, is the path. And al-mustaqim, the one that we ask Allah for, is actually idrak al-istiqama. Is understanding what istiqama means, and it's the goal. And that, what does that mean? It's the link to Allah. If you actually know the path to Allah, you've actually had it. But in order for you to attain it, you have to have down payments. First thing, he says, المعرفه بالاراده بالقدره من الله, knowing for sure that everything happens and the will is by Allah subhanahu wa jalla biola. To tajarrud, don't think I'm strong, don't think I do this because I'm smart or I'm rich. No, you have to give tajarrud. You take the rida, you take this cloth or the clothes that you wear of arrogance and conceit, that you think that you're doing this because you have whatever it takes. La wallahi, it is by the will of Allah and it's the gift from Allah. So you have to link everything good to Allah and know His will is above all. So it's nothing of you. We are nothing. And that's why we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, meaning, نَسْتَعِينُ بِكَ يَا رَبِّ عَلَى الْعِبَادَةِ. When we ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, when they talk about Minhaj al-Qasirin, Madarij al-Salikin and all of that, these are the previous series, we took almost 2 years to explain that. إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Yes? Why? Because we ask Allah to be able to give us the ability to worship in the way befitting His Majesty. So knowing that, الصراط المستقيم, my brothers, is the path to link to Allah, and the shortest distance between two points is the straight path. And that's why I tell you, brothers and sisters, we are driving a car of life. In this path of life, there are too many paths, too many deviations. But you are now having to punch in your GPS. You have to keep it Jannah. That's all there is to it. Because the scholars will tell you, if that is your path, you cannot go wrong. But where do we drop the ball? It's a behavioral action. It's a behavioral character. Because we know what is wrong and what is right. And we know what is halal and what is haram. But it's our own behavior that proves whether we believe in halal and haram or whether on the straight path or not. For example, if you're going in a desert, you're dying of thirst, you must first know where that water well is. That means you have to have ma'rifah, knowledge. And that's why we talked about talabul ilm. How do you seek a path with no garden or someone that has taken you there? Someone to protect you and someone to guide you. So you need a guide and you need a protector. That can only be Quran and Sunnah. The one that will protect you and the one that will guide you is only Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. There is nobody else. And you have to have this knowledge in order for you to do it. Otherwise, ignorance is our worst enemy. So first of all, knowing that, if you deviate, you will die of thirst. So your goal is to save yourself, save your soul. Your SOS is to find that water well. And that water well is our Jannah. That's our lifeline, our link. There is a story that a young man went to abroad to learn. He found this young girl, wants to marry her, and he tells his father, I found my wife. I found the love of my life. I want to marry her. Please, Dad, can I get the green light? He says, no. Well, okay, what if she becomes a Muslim? He says, yes. He was so happy. You start a teacher of Islam. Here's the book. Here's the link. Here's this and here's that. She said, okay, give me 3 to 4 months. 3 to 4 months come. You know what? Alhamdulillah, embraced Islam. He was so happy. His face was lit. And now she said, but I can't marry you. He said, why? It's because according to what I learned, you're not really a true Muslim. You understand what istiqamah means now? What? Because my name is Mo. My name is Queen Latifah. Is that istiqamah, Sheikh? La wallahi. It's not istiqamah, my brother. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's the reflection of your behavior. It's not that we know, but what do? Where do we get our money from? And how do we behave? And how do we act? Is it according to Islam? We're talking about what? The foundation of the building that you're wearing, that you're living in and you're going for. What is the building that you're building here and where are you leaving this building for another bigger building? Istiqama is that. Is to leave everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid you to do and to do everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to do. So he says that everyone says, you know what, I have a very good character. I'm a very nice guy. I don't lie. I don't cheat. My heart is so pure and all of that stuff that you hear. But I don't pray. Yes, you get double time. But Sheikh, that's not istiqamah, my brother. That's not istiqamah. Yeah, you can call yourself a Muslim. We're not taking anybody out of the fold of Islam. La wallahi, don't get me wrong. But what is it exactly the proof that you're mustaqim? Is how you live your life, what you behave, and everything that you do is built upon what? What's your measuring stick? Is it halal or haram? Is it according to the Quran and Sunnah? Or is it what the urf says? Yes? Okay. And that's why we say that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Arabi came, there is a few narrations about this hadith. He says, قُلِّي, I mean, tell me something about Islam. لا أسهلُ بعدك أحد أبدا. خلاص. Tell me something about Islam that I will never ask anyone else after you. What did he say? He says, pray tahajjud, fast every Monday and Thursday, give your money away, memorize the Quran, perform umrah, a hajj, and all of that stuff. No. What did he say? قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ استقم. So it's your, is it only lip service? يَعَمِّي أَنَا وَاللَّهِ يَعْنِي رَبُّنَا غَفُورْ رَحِيمْ خُدْنَا تَحْدِكْ نَاحَكْ احْنِسْنِي حَتَّى جَنْبَكْ. Yeah, that's what we get all the time. Allah is merciful. Wallahi, we know Allah is the most merciful. Don't get me wrong. But also shadeed al-iqab. Yes. Be careful. There's another side. And all we have today is listen to what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. Say, I believe in Allah. That's it? Well, that would have been so easy. I believe. I'm healed. I see the light. Because I repent. Is that what it is, man? No, he says, ثُمَّ استقِم. See, he says, ثُمَّ. He didn't say, فَاسْتَقِم. He says, ثُمَّ. It's giving you a little bit of hope. Just in case you're not there yet. You will get there. Never despair of Allah's mercy. Yes. He says, say, I believe in Allah. What that means, the scholars will tell you, first of all, you have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala. And if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala, what do you do? Especially when you're all alone and you don't see Him. That's what you believe in Allah. He says, then prove it with your actions and deeds, not just the lip service. قُلْ, say it. And then be steadfast after everything else. Yes? So now what do we have to do? And why? Okay, let's finish it off with that fruit. And the reasons. So let's find out, how do I get this istiqamah? There's a long list. This is first of all, ikhlas. We acquire the knowledge from the right sources, but now ikhlas and implementation of the actions of doing. The environment that is righteous, the company that is righteous, making sure your money is halal, coming in and going out. Your companion is the Quran. Aware of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala, you walk in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, muhasabatun nafs, holding yourself accountable, fi sirri wal alam, in public and secretly,
And do plenty of what? Voluntary acts of worship, not just the obligation. And there's about 15. A long list. But why? Well, there's one ayah that puts it all together. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبِشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Who are you? نحن أولياءكم في الحياة الدنيا. الله أكبر. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he says إِنَّ, it's مشروط, it's conditional. الَّذِينَ, those who say رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Okay, so with the word رَبْ, it comes from the رُبُوبِيَّة. رُبُوبِيَّة. Which means knowing that Allah, رَبْ, رَبْ, the one that provides, the landlord, or the house, or the whoever it is, the رَبْ, in that case, if we know for sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that provides, the one that protects, the one that grants, the one that denies, why should we worship anybody else except that? So that's when the word Allah comes in after رَبْ. So that's why the scholars would say, تَوْحِيدُ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ يَدْفَعُكَ إِلَىٰ تَوْحِيدُ الْأُلُوهِيَّةِ. Which means, the unity, the oneness, of the monotheism, of the lordship, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will give you life, takes you away from life, and everything else that we are all about is from Allah. How do you worship anybody else except the one that does that for you? And that's why it's called tawheed. Monotheism of the lordship will push you to do monotheism of the godhood. The one, no deity deserving. Ma'budun bihaq siwa Allah. No one is deserving to be worshipped except that one that gives me everything and takes away everything else. Let me tell you a story, wallahi, I just heard last night. One brother, I was out of town last night. One brother told me his story. I'm not going to mention his name. He said, wallahi, ya Sheikh, I was a millionaire. A millionaire. MashaAllah, the brother's doing good, alhamdulillah. Now that I talk to him, he's good. I know, I got it. The brother's doing well, alhamdulillah. But he started from scratch. He became a millionaire. His company was like multi-million, too many stores, stock market, big, public, everything was good. But his brother is trying to tell him, salli, pray. Because you know, what is this salli, 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 salli? Pray, pray, pray. I don't have no time, man. I got people to see, things to do, places to go. I got the dollar's up, the yen's down. I got so many stores to look after. I'm busy. Wallahi, he told me, as soon as I said that, my hands were starting to shake. And as soon as that happens, he told his brother, we're going to lose everything. He told his brother that. He says, within 3 to 4 months, we're going to lose everything. It didn't take that. He lost everything. He says, I had $24 in my account. My daughter was asking me for food. I only can get one slice of pizza. Why? Because he did not recognize the Rabb. The one that provided everything, made him from nothing to a millionaire. But he didn't do what? Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. He lost that one. He didn't say Rabbun Allah. He says, Ya Rabb, yes, yes, yes. But now when I pay it, when it's time for me to pay my dues, and pass and hold on to the straight path, and pray, put that forehead to the ground, to the one that gave it life, that gave you everything that you're all about, he refused. So the ni'mah is jahdun ni'mah. You understand, kufr is tabaqat, layers. A disbelief is now, you're ungrateful for the ni'mah, for the provisions and the blessing that Allah has given you. Well, if you're ungrateful, it will be taken away from you. So how do you protect it? Stay on the straight path, istiqamah. Why? Because you will be comforted at ease. And that's why the scholar says, أَلَّا يَنْدَمُ عَلَى مَا فَاتْ وَلَا يَخْشَى مِمَّا هُوَ أَتْ. You never regret anything that you lost. Because whatever you lost, it wasn't for you. And whatever you got is indeed for you. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who say that, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. That is not, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be afraid, مِمَّا هُوَ أَتْ. Don't be afraid of the future. And don't be saddened about your past. The angels will descend when you die. When you need it most. If that is not enough fruit for you on the straight path to hold istiqamah, I don't know what else. And they will tell you, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be saddened. Don't be afraid. We're here to help you. نَحْنَ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ. We are your comrades, your companions, the guardians, the protectors. In this dunya and the hereafter, you will be able to say, لا إله إلا الله before you die. You will be able to answer the questions in the grave. You will be able to have firm feet to cross the straight path. We will carry you as you carried us here in this life. We will carry you in the hereafter. What is that? It says, Jannat. We have Jannat waiting for you. Anything you wish for, you're there. Whatever you promised will be granted, and everything is yours. But what is the condition? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who say our Lord is Allah and have this istiqamah that we talked about today. It will be uploaded in a short summary, and everything that you have to do, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you that reward and make us among the mustaqimeen. Ameen. Waqtu alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi. يا رب ذلك الحمد لكم دار جلالي وجب عظيم سلطاني اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الاولين وفي الاخرين اثمان عمي اللهم انصر الاسلام واعز المسلمين واعني بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين اوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمت بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعد ربنا نبتال من تحتنا آمين وطلاق الدعوة الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله عليه وسلم وصحبه وسلم وأخر الصلاة.